The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their rural communities to make this country and agriculture stronger. Now, my next guest, I always say my guests are special, but today's guest is really near and dear to my heart. She's my sister in Christ. She is a doer. She is always on the move doing incredible things. And I don't even know where to start in introducing her, but to know her is to love her. Fanchen Stanger, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I'm so excited to be here. We've been talking about this for so long, so this is so special. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and you're joining us from Washington, D.C. today. Yes. So you are out there for the God's Not Dead premiere, which you were part of that series in one of the movies. So before I guess we dive into that movie, I just kind of have to give you guys like a brief bio of this amazing person that I get to call my friend. So she's an Emmy-winning co-host. She's an actress. She's been on the Cowboy Channel. She has done so many incredible things. She's a broadcaster. She's been in the movies, and she's the founder of Grit and Grace Nation, which we're going to tell you all about what that incredible thing is as well later in the show. But I don't know, did I miss anything? Like, there's probably a million things I left out that you
do. That was great. I'm just grateful to be able to be put in a position where God can use me and whatever he calls me to do with the gifts and the talents that he's given me. And I feel like right now, Amanda, and we've talked about this. I mean, from the first time you and I started talking, it was like an instant sisterhood. Like, it's like we've known each other for so long. But especially where we are now in our country and with our young people and what our agriculture industry is facing, I just feel like God's placed me in this position to be able to transfer information, knowledge, wisdom, and especially courage at a time when we need courage to really stand up and fight for the things that make life, makes our family, and makes our country so dear. So, no. We'll get into all the other stuff. It's not about the titles or the accolades. It's really just about the heart behind it and the mission that we are so connected in terms of trying to make a difference. So,
yeah. Well, and I was like trying to think back to how we even connected. And honestly, it just kind of all blurs together. But to give you guys an idea of our friendship, Fanchen is one of those people I can call. I never want to get advice from someone that doesn't have a biblical backing behind what they do, a discernment with the Holy Spirit of God can bring us to do a lot of things in our lives. And I know you and I both have talked about this, that there's a lot of opportunities that come our way, but without God's blessing to move forward, we know that's not the path. And so I'm just so grateful you're one of those people I can call when I'm really weighing a heavy decision and think, help me weigh through, okay, what is the Lord telling me to do? And maybe what's my ego or what's ambitions or whatever earthly things are distracting me from what God's overall task is for my life. So I would encourage everyone to get a friend like Fanchen that you can call to say, help me walk through this and pray through this. And yes, so you are just a dear person in my life. And I'm like, I feel like I'm fangirling because you're doing so many cool things. So let's talk about where you're at today. You're in Washington, D.C. For folks that aren't familiar, tell me about the God's Not Dead series and kind of how you got involved in that.
Absolutely. Well, it was the big premiere here in Washington, D.C. I'll get into what has happened while I've been here because it's been amazing. But many of you probably have heard of the God's Not Dead franchise. The blockbuster hit started in 2014 with the original God's Not Dead movie. Since then, there have been four. The one we premiered here last night is number five. And I was honored to have a part in number three. So God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, that's the one that I was a part of. But really, once you become a part of this God's Not Dead franchise, you become part of the God's Not Dead family. And every time we have a movie release and we've got the actors and the big stars, everyone comes together to support this because the message of these movies is so critical, especially with where we are right now in our country and in our nation. So God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, that is the one that just released last night. It's in theaters now. It's so important that we encourage each other, that we see the movie and we encourage our friends and neighbors. The movie parallels what is happening right now in our country as we move towards this election. A lot of people don't know, I didn't know before this movie, there are 40 million Christians who don't vote. Wow. So this movie truly is a call to action and a reminder of how important our voice is. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people talk about this rhetoric of there should be a separation between church and state and we should not get involved. Well, that was not intended for us as believers to not get involved in policy and what's happening. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. That is the guiding compass for everything that our forefathers put in place. That was their guiding compass. It should be continue to be our nation's guiding compass. We also have the freedom of religion within that. So that means we have the freedom to express our faith, whatever faith that is. And we also have the freedom for some, for those who choose to not believe. But that doesn't negate the fact that we are a country founded on Judeo-Christian values. And when we have 40 million Christians not voting, that is a huge problem. We are this close to this country shifting in a way that could be irreparable. Because if something happens in this next election and we lose some of the basic freedoms we have, there's no going back to that. So this movie parallels where we are as a country right now. And it's a call to action and it's a powerful story and a beautiful reminder of what's happening. So it's about an election season and what happens in the election season and how Christians stand up and how God reminds us of what our civic duties are. We have a God-given right to make our voices heard. We need to exercise that. So Amanda, it was interesting because 24 hours before the red carpet premiere, that was scheduled to happen at the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center, the board asked for more information on the content of the movie. Hmm. And literally 24 hours before the premiere, they decided they didn't want to show the movie because of the content is what we're hearing.
Oh my.
And at that moment, that movie came to life and it started playing out in real time because a movie is about the suppression of religious freedom. And that's exactly what happened. So we had some folks on Capitol Hill step in. Speaker Mike Johnson and Chairman Jim Jordan stepped in, CPAC stepped in, and they were able to move the premiere. So the forces that wanted to stop it were not successful. The premiere went on in grand fashion. And it actually was premiered at the Rayburn Building in one of the congressional committee hearing rooms. And it was even bigger and even better. And the message was even more powerful. So Isaiah Washington's in this one. Scott Baio's in this one. Dean Cain is in this one. David Arrow White is back in a recurring role. There's so many incredible stars and talent. I mean, we had a great conversation after about where we are as a country. And you'd be amazed at how passionate Scott Baio and Isaiah Washington, he was in Grey's Anatomy, how passionate they are about the foundational values and the voice that Christians have that we need to be using right now. So please go and see this movie. We need to make sure that it has a big opening this weekend and into next week. And we need to make sure we're telling everyone about going to see this. So see it and then go vote.
Call to action, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
So it's been an honor to be here and be part of it. It was smack dab in the middle of a really crazy time for me in hosting the show that I host every day, but I needed to be here and I wanted to be here to support the God's Not Dead family. They're very dear friends of mine and anything that they do, I think it's important for us to really support these faith films.
Wonderful. Yeah, my family discovered it kind of in 2020 when the world had shut down, and a lot of it just mirrored what was happening in real yes. life and with education and family and faith yep. and standing up for what you believe in. And it powerful messages that everyone needs to watch. I'd encourage folks to get to the theaters. And before we move on to the next topic, I guess yeah. I don't know if you mentioned which one you're in. Did say oh, that again and where
I'm in the third one. Okay. God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness.
Okay.
That's like the Light and Darkness. So I'm in there a few times in that one. And it was
so go find her in there and then yeah. let us know how you enjoyed it. But great films. Okay. Yeah. So that leads me to the world's been moving and shaking for you in a lot of different directions. You now have a new platform, a new show. Tell us about what you're doing there on the Dr. Phil channel.
Well, I got a call beginning of this year, actually, out of the blue. I wasn't looking for this opportunity. I didn't even know if Dr. Phil was starting a network, but he is starting a network. He started a network. It kicked off in April, and it's Merritt Street Media. So Merritt Street is the network, and it's on cable, streaming. You can download the Merritt Plus, like M-E-R-I-T with the plus sign. The app is free to download. I host the morning lifestyle and news show on his network. And we talked about this so often, Amanda, this was one of those times when the opportunity was presented to me. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell my parents. I told no one because I needed to, in that moment, really know here in my soul that God was saying, this is the next step for you. This is the next thing I have for you. Because a lot of times, like you mentioned before, things will be placed in front of us. And if we don't ask, Lord, is this you or is this a distraction being sent to me to get me off of the assignment you've given me? I stepped away and retired from broadcast news in 2022 because of where I saw the industry as a whole going. It was very disappointing. A lot of biased content, a lot of misinformation, the weaponization of what the media was doing. Mm-hmm. And I no longer could be felt as though I could be part of that. But during that time, God gave me a front row view into so many of the things that were happening and that were happening more on a spiritual level mm-hmm. than a natural level.
Right.
So I prayed about that. I walked away. I started my nonprofit. We know we'll talk about that later, but I know that my calling is really to work with young ladies across the nation and transfer the knowledge and the experiences that I've had, giving them and helping them overcome anxiety and self-esteem issues and comparison issues, all those things. So when this opportunity came, I prayed about it. And for about 3 weeks, I said nothing. I just went into deep prayer and the Lord was very clear with me that this is the next thing. This is what I want you to do. Just trust me and step into this.
In the heart of the beautiful Appalachian Mountains is my friends at Point Pleasant Angus. In what will be their biggest and best set of bulls to date, the 6th annual Point Pleasant Angus production sale is slated for October 5th in Bland, Virginia. Over 80 lots of yearling, 18-month, 2-year-old bulls and spring and fall calving females from some of the nation's leading Angus genetics will sell. With sons out of Head Start, Gibson, Papa, Remington, and Pacific in the offering. The sale is anchored by Jan Hazel HO4, a Chattooga daughter and proven 5-year-old donor who has left her mark in this program will sell. Join Point P for a packed day featuring an industry speaker, live music, Southern fare, American beef, and Angus genetics you don't want to sleep on. View the catalog and sale offering at cci.live. The sale begins at 3 p.m. Eastern. Hope to see you there. At Radke Land and Cattle, Tyler and I have been on the hunt for a tool that would help us manage every aspect of our cattle operation. We've chosen Ranch Vision, the first and only big picture profit planning tool for ranchers. It is not a record-keeping software. The inputs are straightforward and easy, and the outputs are powerful. Less time at your computer, more time making management decisions that make you money. Ranch Vision lets you see the big picture of your operation, including all of your financials, so you can make informed management decisions and grow your business. Ranch Vision's website features real-life testimonials of producers who have used this tool as a way to start their operations, grow their profit by 60%, and solve management disputes. Ranch Vision was designed and founded by folks in the industry. It is user-friendly and available for monthly subscriptions based on herd numbers. Plan to profit with Ranch Vision. Learn more at ranchvision.io and tell them the Radke sent you. At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus with its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract. BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at bioreg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
So going back into the studio and hosting a daily morning show, it really kind of, I don't want to say it turned things upside down, but I had to make significant adjustments, and I have to walk completely by faith if I'm going to be able to do all of these things. So
right.
We focus on lifestyle for women. We focus on health issues, entertainment, fashion, music. But Dr. Phil is on a mission right now. And the reason he started this network, I just want people to know and understand this. He has a new book out. It's called We've Got Issues, Reclaiming the Soul of America. He is directly addressing so many of these issues that have led us to where we are now as a nation. He addresses the indoctrination of our children, the fight for agriculture, for land, what's going on with the farmers, what's happening at the border, what's happening with people infiltrating this country. And he's doing it with facts, with figures, not with opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we understand that we have to search out information that's factual and understand a lot of these issues and the depths of these issues. That's why, I mean, I love and respect so much what you're doing, because you're out there, you're pounding the pavement, you're giving voice to things that a lot of people don't even realize is happening. Mm-hmm. And you are part of, you know, putting policy in place and addressing a lot of those issues. So that's the mission behind Merit Street. And he got the name from meritocracy, which is what this country was founded on. You know, you work for what you earn. You work for an opportunity to be at the table. You work for, there are no handouts in life.
Right.
And actually, that's a biblical principle. So I'm honored. The Lord called me in this way to this platform. And they love what we're doing with Grit and Grace. So they have come around and surrounded the Grit and Grace platform, because part of that is reaching out to young people who are dealing with so much anxiety, so much stress right now, getting to scratch the surface of what has happened because of the COVID shutdowns when it comes to the emotional health of our young people, helping them find their purpose and their passion and develop those leadership skills, especially our girls. So it's busy mornings. My alarm goes off at 3:15 in the morning now. And I'm in the studio in the dressing room at 5 o'clock, on the air at 7. We go on the air 7 to 9 central. We re-air after that for the West Coast. But it's an honor to be called in this way. So I don't know fully what else God has, but I've just learned to, God's taken me through a lot of highs and a lot of valleys. He's taught me a lot of valleys. So it's the discipline of just listening to him and following him. And one of my prayers has always been, Lord, all of you, none of me.
Yeah.
And when you pray something like that, a lot of times you're not realizing what you're asking for, but he is making sure that it is none of me and all of him. It requires a whole nother level of trust and of faith.
Right.
It's a beautiful journey.
Well, I know we've talked about too, like when the good Lord gives you a green light, that's one thing, but how do you handle the disappointment if the Lord gives you a red light and it's like, this is not, I know we've talked about that in the political arena too, where it's just like, this is not, there is no goal from the Lord. Like how have you come to those conclusions in life to walk away from some really great opportunities?
Well, it starts the same way. I've learned to pray about everything. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because early in my career, in my 20s and 30s, there was so much success so fast and life was moving so fast. I wanted to be part of everything that I thought was a great mission or, this is great. I don't want to let these people down. And so early in my career, I didn't ask. And it's so funny now because I'll be, you know, talking and mentoring to some of our college students and they'll tell me all their plans and I'm going to do this. And this is what I'm thinking. And I'll just sit back and listen. And I'll say, well, have you asked God what he wants you to do?
Right.
And you see that so often in our life, we don't consider that. That should be the first thing we do. So I've learned through a lot of mistakes that should be the first thing I do. So I say that to say, when I go and ask the Lord something and the answer is, no, this is not from you, it's not disappointment. You know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's relief. Because I know if it's not ordained by him, that I could be stepping into something that's going to add more stress that where I shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's protecting me from, but one thing I do know is God knows past, he knows present, and he knows future. And he promises us that he goes before us There's that foregoing before us to make our path straight, to keep us under the covering and in his purpose and plan for our life. If we step out of that, we're going to have to go around some more mountains and through some more valleys that he didn't intend. I don't want to do that.
Well, don't you feel like then when you do get the green light, you can have so much energy and have so much confidence because you're like, well, I can't really fail because I got the good Lord's blessing to do this.
Yeah. It is a game changer. Like when the Lord gave me the green light for this Dr. Phil initiative to joining the Merit Street team, literally there were so many questions. I was like, how is this going to work? Like mm-hmm. I'm running a nonprofit basically full time. I'm doing all these other projects and all of these other things that are so dear, or I don't know, but because I knew I had the green light, I knew God had worked out all those details. I didn't need to worry about them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so important to make sure that he is directing our path, because there are going to be things we can't answer. There are going to be things that in our human eye, we can't see how this is actually going to be accomplished. It's the same thing with this movie. I hope you guys go see this movie. It's the same thing. But when you know that God's behind it and he infuses his power into something, there are things that we're going to be able to accomplish that we could not do in our own strength. It's right. going through the him and the obedience in every detail. Mm-hmm. So when I do get a green light or a red light, the reaction is the same. It's excitement and comfort. Like there was a big decision a few years ago, and you and I have talked about this one, that I needed to make a decision pretty quickly. And there were so many people saying, yes, this is what you should do. And yes, it's going to be amazing. And think about all the, you know, think about the title and think about all these things. And God gave me a hard no, like hard. Mm-hmm. And it took me several months of praying about it, talking to a lot of people to finally understand that he was giving me a very clear no. And when he did, I mean, it felt like the whole load was lifted. And mm-hmm. then walking that out and seeing within the next maybe 9 months, if I had done that, I don't even know where I would be today, because it would have taken me on a detour that I don't know how I would have gotten back from, mm-hmm. you know?
I know exactly what you mean, because we've had some long drives discussing it, and that, and then you helped me through a very similar decision at a point in life where everyone's in your ear telling you this is the next step, and even saying things like, the Lord told me to tell you this is the next step. And I'm like, no, because I'm also in conference with the Lord, and he's not blessing this step. So you might be praying that that's my next step, but the good Lord's telling me. And you know what I found too? It's like, being obedient to the Lord doesn't mean that you won't have hardships or stress you won't feel failure or pain. But I've also found by being prayerful, he gives me comfort and reassurance that I'm still with you. I've got you through this. I'll give you little winks here or there to let you know you're in the right path. But
and those winks are so special. Thank you for bringing it up, because I was going to say that and I forgot. It's when he gives you a yes, you're so right. It does not mean it's going to be easy. It means he's going to be with you in that, yes. And whatever valleys or challenges come with that, he's going to be there, because we know this, he's going to take us through the fire, not because he's being mean, but he's going to take us through the fire to refine us and discipline us and to get us ready for the whatever it is that he wants us to do next. But that's going to take that pressure. You know, you think about silver. I love the scripture that talks about as silver refined, like, it takes pressure to produce a beautiful pearl, to produce a diamond, to produce what he wants us to become through this walk and this journey with him. So that's going to take pressure. I had a biblical counselor once, a mentor, tell me, she was like, Fanchon, just think of yourself as a brownie. And she said, when you put a brownie in the oven and you take the brownie out too soon, what happens? It's gooey, right? Mm-hmm. If you leave a brownie in the oven even 2 minutes too long, we all know what happens. They're hard. And you're like, man, I left it in there too long.
Yeah.
The Lord looks at us the same way. We are like his little brownies. He puts us in heaven. He applies the exact amount of pressure and fire that he knows is going to make us perfect brownies when he pulls us out. But if we pull ourselves out too fast, we're going to be gooey. The process mm-hmm. won't be finished. If he leaves us in there too long, it'll break us. So he's not going to do that. And I always teach our young ladies, what comes in your life, challenges, opportunities, whatever it is, it's meant to make you. It's not meant to break you.
Right.
Because your loving father is going to be right there with you as long as we stay under the covering and in accordance and in good relationship with him. So that to me is the ultimate comfort. And as long as I know that I'm right there walking with the Lord, bring it on, world.
Right. right. Well, it's this conversation's perfect timing right now. I'm getting ready to go to a faith conference to talk about walking in obedience with the Lord. And the best example I share is adopting our son through foster care during the middle of a global pandemic. Yeah. And I look at that time, like in the moment, it was extremely stressful. There were so many unknowns. And yet now in hindsight, now that everything's settled and he's our son and it's all, I'm like, the Lord at every moment made it perfect so that it could all happen at that time. And I often think if I hadn't answered the prayer, the calling that he was giving to us, if I had hesitated even a minute, he wouldn't be our son. He would be somewhere else. Like it wouldn't have happened how it did. And yet, like he was orchestrating the whole thing. It's like you realize I had no control in that situation. It was him. And I mean, what a blessing, you know, to be chosen for that. But also like it is that when the Lord calls you to be obedient, it doesn't mean kick the can. You'll find yourself in the belly of the whale. You know, you've got to go when he says go.
And so it's an opportunity to build your faith. Like think about, so it helps. So it's going to help you the next time you're required to step out on faith, maybe a little bit more. But you're going to be able to do it because you've had this experience with God and you said, you've been faithful here. You've been faithful there. Okay. Yes, I can step out even though I feel nervous or I don't know what this looks like. It feels like I'm jumping off a cliff, but you've been faithful. So I'm going to continue to do that. This earring obviously is going away. So.
We're talking so fast and so passionately. The jewelry's flying. It's fine.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at CK6Consulting.com and CK6Source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless. Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it. You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here, and I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60-plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at RedmondAgriculture.com and RedmondLife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
Obviously, you're a very passionate, faithful woman. Talk about grit and grace. How did this whole thing come about? What inspired you to create this organization?
It was part of God's design from the time he created me, and I had no idea. That is like, you know, you look at your career, we look at things that happen to us in our life, we look at so many different things. And one of the takeaways for me that I always share with people is that nothing in your life is random. And you basically mm-hmm. just said that with the adoption of your son, who's so mm-hmm. adorable, by the way. I have mentored young people through my entire career. And being in the media and being in the news business for almost 30 years, I saw so many tragic stories of what happens to our young ladies when there is low confidence or low self-esteem, decisions mm-hmm. are made that take young mm-hmm. people to path. And it doesn't even matter what neighborhood you're from. All of us struggle. Every young lady struggles. Everyone is going to struggle in life. There's going to be difficulty in life. So I've always had this desire, and I've always mentored, and I've had so many young people that I've started in with high school. Now they're doctors or lawyers, or now they're doing whatever they're called to do in this world. So when I knew I was stepping away from broadcast journalism, I made a commitment to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm not going to step away until you give me the green light to step away, because I could have gone so much earlier.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
Like, okay, Lord, just I will stay here and for you to show me and teach me what you need me to see, and then I'll step away. Well, the timing of all of that was incredible. And when I started Grit and Grace, I started it. It's a leadership development program, and we have a leadership online leadership academy. So we reach out to girls across the nation that can join us online once a week. We focus on the 22 most critical attributes of leadership: courage, self-esteem, managing your emotions, communication skills, purpose, self-awareness, grit, your level of grit. We know that grit is the number one indicator of future success. Mm-hmm. And have that resiliency to never give up, to keep on going, you're going to be successful if you just keep applying those things and have the courage. We want our girls to have the courage to stand strong for our values, for faith, mm-hmm. for family, for freedom, for modesty. I mean, we're bringing modesty back. We're making yes. that cool. You
know, yes.
And etiquette, and you know, how to carry yourself, how to present yourself with elegance, but also with the grit and the grace. So we have a leadership development program, online academy. We have local chapters that we are continuously opening across the country in local communities. We want our girls to be able to put those things into practice. It's really that we're developing a sisterhood for our girls. We also bring in women like yourself who are excelling at the highest levels of whatever they're called to do, whether it be a mom, whether it be a business owner, whether it be a public figure, whether it be a Hollywood producer. We have so many women who represent these values and who are believers who can help pour in to our girls. And so it's a sisterhood of women that are close, that are also committed to pouring into these young ladies. So it's really interesting because there have been so many points during this journey where God has shown me it was never about TV. It was never about all the Emmy Awards. It was never about any of these things that the world says, wow, look at this. It was all about going through the valleys, experiencing the amazing accolades, going through daily life and what God had to take me through, the mistakes I made. So that now, Amanda, it's about transferring that wisdom and transferring those experiences and that knowledge to our girls. Our girls are suffering in this country. There's a statistic that is devastating to me. Half of young people since social media say they don't enjoy life. There is a sense of hopelessness that is permeating our young people. And it's not that they're not doing things and performing. It's that there's this inside struggle. There's this comparison thing that happens. There is a lack of development with their confidence and courage and their ability to see themselves as uniquely and fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right.
That can be a hindrance. And I'm coming at this from a place of experiencing it. As a little girl, I was so shy. I'm naturally an introvert. So it's ironic that the Lord called me into such a public platform, because as an introvert, that's the last place I want to be.
Right. You know? Yep. Same.
Yes, you understand that. And we've talked about that. But it also protects us from becoming intoxicated with the mission that He's given us, because I would rather sit home and be by myself. And I don't get excited or intoxicated by all the attention or whatever it is that comes with it. It really, for me, is about the passion. So Grit and Grace Nation was born. We started with a leadership scholarship. So every year we give scholarships out to a middle school girl and a high school girl. And for our scholarship contest, we partnered with the PBR. And I'm going to tell this story very quickly, because to me, this is like a major God wink. When I was a little girl, grew up in Michigan, my parents were from the South. So we spent the summers at my grandparents' farm. That's where I learned to ride horses. That's where I developed a love for bull riding, watching the rodeo, going there with my family. And I love the sport of bull riding. And so for my, basically all of my like high school, college, I would always talk about this sport of bull riding. And then when it hit, when the PBR hit TV, I was like, just like mesmerized, because I love animals. I love sport. And I remember calling my dad one day in college saying, Dad, one day I'm going to own a PBR bull and we're going to name it Stinger after our family. And he was like, you have got to stop worrying about these bulls and stop worrying about your schoolwork.
Right.
But my dad, yes, but my dad loved the PBR the same as I did. So we shared that love. Well, there's a picture of me at 3 years old. It's on our website, thegritandgracenation.org. It's me in my grandfather's barn with a calf, touching the little calf on its nose. And my parents at the time said, I never wanted to leave that little calf. I wanted to stay out there. I wanted to sleep out there with that calf. And I have kept that picture for years. And it's interesting because there would be points in my life where I would think to myself, well, why is it that I love this sport that no one really understands? And why is it that I love animals and cows? And why is it, you know, and then when I heard how well PBR bulls were treated, like it just made me fall in love with it even more. And I tell this story all the time because when I got to a point in my life, it was probably like 2007, I was going through something so devastating and so hard that it could have destroyed my faith. And it could have destroyed me as a person. It could have turned me into a bitter person, an angry person. I could have lost hope. I was at crossroads in my career and both personally. And I remember being on the ground, watching forces swirl around me that were out of my control, but that were meant to destroy me. And I remember being on the ground, crying on the floor, Amanda. And I remember crying out to the Lord, God, I don't know what to do. But if you will help me fight, I will fight. Now, for a little girl who had low self-esteem, low confidence, that was a lot to say. I went to all girls schools. I played classical piano. I was a swimmer. I got basically all A's. But so on the outside, you would look at that little girl and say, wow, she's got it made, right? But on the inside, I was struggling. And so many girls are like that. So that's why it's important to me we reach out to every girl from every zip code, because we're all going to go through things in life. And when I prayed that prayer, I watched for the next couple of years, God walk me through that. He picked me up. He dusted me off. He rebuilt my confidence. He put the right people around me. And what the enemy meant for my harm, God flipped it and used it for my good and used it for his good and gave me an incredibly new platform that has been growing ever since then. But it most importantly gave me a faith and an intimate level of a relationship with Jesus that I never had had, that I never even knew existed. Throughout from that, through other things in my life, it would require me to trust God like that. Well, what God showed me once I started Grit and Grace was this: Fanchon, you love bull riding. I put that love of that sport in your heart because every time you watch those guys get bucked off, and sometimes they get hurt and they have to fight sometimes to stand back up. We all know what that visual is, right?
Yeah.
It was planting seeds of courage deep in your heart. So when you needed to pull on that, that mustard seed of faith, because you had nothing else, you had the visual that he was planting deep in my heart to pull from. God, if you help me fight, I will get up and I will fight. So that is why we have a partnership with the PBR through our scholarship program, because the Lord showed me the power of that visual. So through our scholarship contest, which is part of our Leadership Academy, we take girls who show leadership in their community in whatever it can be. It could be basketball. It could be serving in the community. It could be whatever they're doing. We had a girl placing defibrillators at ballparks for youth baseball games. Whatever it is, it could be 4-H. It could be whatever. We bring them in and we talk about that visual. You are going to get knocked down in life, but girls of grit, we always get back up. We never give up. We never give in. We never quit. And when you experience that grace and the power of that, then you can, with elegance and with compassion, extend that type of grace with other people and live a graceful life. So that is where the name Grit and Grace came from. And that is where the mission came from. So our mission statement is this, and it's very intricately designed. I prayed over this. We are equipping girls with courage. And if you notice in the Bible, courage is, the instruction is have courage. Have no fear, but have courage. Take heart. I will strengthen you, God says. I will uplift you. I will hold you up with my righteous right hand. So we equip girls with the courage and the tools they need to excel in life, interpersonally, but also in leadership, wherever they're called to serve and to be a blessing with their life. So that's what we do through our Leadership Academy. It's been really interesting to see the girls grow, to see their lives transform. We had a young lady one of our winners from New Mexico, 9 years old. When she was nine, she couldn't even order off a menu. She was so terrified just to order off a menu. And her mom, think of that as a mom, watching your daughter struggle like that, not knowing how far to push her. She was with us for 3 years. And just last fall, she got on stage and spoke in front of almost 800 people. And she was our student ambassador, so she was representing Grit and Grace at so many public events. She turned to me one day and she was like, "Fanchon, I love speaking in public." Now, couldn't order off a menu. That right there is everything to me. That's mm-hmm. everything to me. And now she wants to do something with her life that involves her going out and being an ambassador. And you want to know what? That is a young lady, Amanda, that connected me to you. It's just
that's
now
right.
That's Jolly Moment.
Yes. I was like, as you're telling the story, I was like, wait, that's this is how we met, right? Okay, how, tell that story. Because yes, that's yes. It.
So when she became the winner, she texted me, sent me a message and said, "Fanchon, you need to look up this lady, Amanda Radke." She said, "She has inspired. I hope one day I can be like her. And she's such an inspiration. I've been following her, da, 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 da." That's how I reached out to you. Yeah. We've been trying to connect you with her. Wait, well, I still want to surprise her one day and connect because she will just flip out. But yes, but you know what? There's a God wink in that. Mm-hmm. There's a God wink in so many things that we just slow down to pay attention, because you and I wouldn't have the friendship we have today. I wouldn't have even known you if not for that.
Mm-hmm. And
being able to come alongside her. She's an amazing mom, an amazing dad. And this girl is a completely new person right now that can, I mean, we have her video on our website. It's just, that is what pushes me to go and do what we're doing and to really try and reach as many young ladies as we can, because we see that the moms, their confidence is growing, watching what their girls are learning. So any young lady, no matter where you live, you can be part of the Online Leadership Academy. Go to our website, thegritandgracenation.org. Enrollment's coming up soon. We're going to start our next academy in October. And then wherever people want to, you know, start Grit and Grace chapters, contact us, let us know, because we're rolling out chapters across the country. We really want to come alongside our girls and our families. I believe that is the mission God's given me. That's my life mission. It's not about TV. It has nothing to do with that. That may be a doorway, but it has nothing to do with what I'm called to do. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is online as well. Like, folks from anywhere can.
And that's the power and the beauty of what we're doing. So it's girls, middle school, high school, and college.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter where you are. It's an online leadership development program. So we get together after school hours, and it's once a week, and we have a behavioral assessment that is used by a lot of the major league sports teams. It's used by the top Fortune 500 companies. It really measures what's in a young lady's head, what's in her heart. And what I mean by that is, this is not a personality test. Those are great for what they're created for. This is a behavioral assessment. So it measures what is motivating your thoughts, your actions, and your feelings.
Sure.
And it focuses on the 22 most critical attributes of leadership. So now we can measure where the girls are. Like, when you get your blood pressure taken, you take that measurement.
Yeah.
And you decide what we need to do. So we can measure where the girls are. We can mentor them in those critical areas with the intention to move them to optimal leadership performance and confidence and self-awareness and communication and all of those things. So it's a powerful tool that now, when they get to the point where they're looking for jobs, our girls are probably one of the most desired, because they can lead themselves well, they can manage their emotions, they can communicate clearly, they have confidence, and they can also manage others and lead others well. So at a time where companies are really struggling to find great employees and workers, we are really replenishing the talent pool with some pretty incredible young ladies. I'm so proud of so many of them. I just talked to one of them who's in college now, just checking in on her, seeing how she's doing. Dynamic young lady. Just, it's so neat to watch them grow and see them challenging themselves and not being afraid to fail.
Yeah.
Like, we teach them, hey, failing is a great opportunity to learn. So let's change the context of when things are hard or difficult or the unexpected happens. It's not going to tear you apart. Are you going to be disappointed sometimes? Well, yes, but mm-hmm. this is an opportunity to grow and to learn, because whatever God allows in your life, it's there to make you, not break you. So you change that simple context, Amanda, I know you have a daughter, you change that. Now look at what you've done for that young person. You've given mm-hmm. them hope, and you've given them a completely different context. They're going to choose their friends differently. their little boyfriends differently. I always tell them we're not getting to that point yet. They're going to,
right?
They'll choose their husbands differently and they're going to parent differently.
Absolutely.
Because of that transformation that is very internal. It's not external behavior modification. It's internal in terms of your beliefs and your motivations. So it's critical work. And you and I talked about the conference. We can talk about that in a little bit, but God put this together, honestly. And I always remind the girls, I put the picture of me when I was 3 in front of that calf. And I always remind them, I said, there may be things happening in your life right now you think is random. My parents, when they took that picture, they thought that was a random picture. When
right.
I kept for all through those years, I thought it was a random picture. I just thought it was cute because I liked cattle.
Right.
I love cattle. But when I look now at what I'm doing and how God wove in my love for animals, my love for bull riding, it just seems so random. My love for the PBR, my connections with the PBR and knowing them and being part of that family. And then the mentorship and then leaving and creating an organization that's stepping in, especially at a time when anxiety and depression is such a huge problem. Mm-hmm. I could not have done that. But God knew when he created me in my mother's womb, he knew at 3 years old why that was an important image to capture. He knew what I would be doing today. But if I had allowed life to destroy my focus, my purpose, my faith, if I had allowed anything to stop me from developing the courage I needed to get over being afraid to speak to people, I wouldn't have ended up where he intended me to be. Mm-hmm. And that's the overall message for all of us. It's never too late for you to accomplish what God has designed you to do, no matter what life has thrown you, no matter what bad decisions you've made, no matter what has come your way. You know, he will always use those things to get us right back to where he needs us to be.
Absolutely.
And he created you to do exactly what you're doing. It's amazing. I get excited. There's so much about life to be excited about. And it hurts my heart that so many of our young people are struggling and they can't see themselves succeeding. But we know that when there's hard work, when there's purpose, I watch your daughter and the things she's doing, she's speaking in front of classes. She has found a purpose at such a young age and she is going to be able to see life through that lens. And when life happens to her, because she's watching what you're doing, she's going to respond differently. So we've got to get your daughter in our leadership academy.
Well, I know. I think she's a few years too young, but fourth grade.
Okay. So we're like 8 through college. So 8 years old through college.
Oh, well, she's 10. So,
and
she's actually like a 20-year-old in a 10-year-old's body. She's so mature for her age. So I was like, can we sneak her in? Oh, we're signing her up like right away.
Absolutely.
And, she's going to love it, especially after she sees you in the movie. She's going to be like, yes, I got to hang out with her. But that's, we've talked about this before too. This is such a juxtaposition, what you're doing to what society tells young girls they should be, that they should post very scanty photos on the internet because that's what gets likes and clicks and followers, that things are superficial. It's instant gratification. It's that give me right now. Like I want something right now. But when you're walking with the Lord, you're marching towards eternity and you know that this is just a blip. And so love yourself like the Lord loves you and value yourself and dress with that elegance and that modesty and treat yourself how your Father in heaven would also view you. And I think a big piece of it is that we're kind of a pagan nation now, that we've turned our way away from faith and we want everything to be really easy and comfortable. And that's not what we were made to do. And when your value can be within instead of what society says, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer. And we start with the girls with what is their identity? And it's not what the world says identity is. It's what does God say your identity is? Who are you? You're fearfully, beautifully, wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. And we're all created equal and we all have the opportunity to work hard and to do amazing things and to allow the Lord to lead our life. That's the end of the conversation right there.
Right.
Not a victim, you are a victor, because God says what? And the girls, I always say, girls, God says I can do all things. And I said, what does all mean? They're like, everything. Right. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So there's no, I didn't grow up in the right neighborhood. I didn't go to the right school. None of that matters. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because he said it. And what does all mean? All means everything. End of conversation. So let's get busy and let's start figuring out how to do this. And it's so exciting when you look at life that way. So we are doing something really special this year And this is reaching out to people beyond the Grit and Grace Nation. And we're bringing in women because, like you said, the world tells you that the way things should be, it's instant gratification, it's this. The world also says, oh, moms, your relationships with your sisters and your daughters and grandmothers, that's going to be the hardest relationships. Those, why? Why does that have to be the most difficult relationship? Those are the deepest and most special bonds that God's given to us. So let's nurture those things. Let's deepen those connections. So we're putting on a conference in a couple weeks for women across this country to come join us. It's sisters, it's adult women, it's high school girls, it's grandmothers, aunts, nieces, it's whatever those special relationships are to you in your life and in your family. And we're coming together and the focus is generations. We're passing these bonds and these beautiful blessings on generations, generations of grit and grace, living your most victorious life. That's the thing with the whole weekend. So it's deepening our relationships and our connections, and it's those fundamental things to live our most victorious life. And I'm so excited because we're bringing in Demi Tebow, Tim Tebow's wife, just released a book, A Crown That Lasts. She's a former Miss Universe. She's a philanthropist. She's an incredible story. She's a young lady who just walks with poise, with grace. She's an example of grit and grace. We're also bringing in Becca Shea, the national recording writer. I know a lot of you guys love her music. She's going to be there with us. We're going to have some dance sessions. She's going to do praise and worship with us on Sunday. I'll be teaching some. We have an international leadership trainer who personally in her own business has, I believe it's like 10,000 women who she's helped become financially independent around the world. She's going to be teaching and training some sessions as well. And we have some breakout sessions for the little ones. We got breakout sessions for the middle school, high school, and college, and then for the women. So it's going to be a powerful weekend. And I just want to make sure that the word gets out so that people know they can join us, whether or not you know about Grit and Grace Nation or not. We're going to be doing this probably annually and reaching out to women because we haven't found anything right, you know, in this space that focuses on these relationships. So,
and registration is still open. Like, it's not too late to sign up.
Open now. You can, there are VIP tickets available. The VIP tickets, there's 100 of those that will give you the opportunity to meet Demi, to take pictures, to get a free copy of her book, and to really get up close and personal with her at a special reception. And then the general registration tickets, those are still available. We'll have those available till they sell out. And then Saturday night, we're going to take the conference, whoever wants to go to the PBR. And we're going to remind ourselves of that powerful visual, and we're going to have fun because the PBR is always a good time. Awesome. So, and then Sunday we'll cap off with a worship service on Sunday and some incredible, inspiring testimonies on Sunday. So,
perfect. Well, I'll provide in the show notes the links. So if you guys are interested in attending, you can sign up, register. I wish I could be there. I'll be in West Virginia at that time. But if this is an annual thing, Scarlett and I will definitely make this happen.
I'm going to tell you, next year, I want you to be one of the speakers. So I'm just going to put that request in.
Okay. Well, consider it done. I'm coming. Fanjin, I'm just so proud to know you. I'm so grateful for your friendship. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in this country. People seem to have a grip of fear, anxiety, that stress. As we close out the show today, you know, when I think of you, I think of joy, despite all circumstances. Like, that's what you radiate to me. What message would you have for people? Just a parting words to maybe inspire them, give them hope, give them another reason to get back up after they've fallen off the bull.
I would say this, yes, after you've fallen off the bull, life may have knocked you down. There may be unexpected things. There's a lot of uncertainty, like you said, Amanda, in our world right now. But over and over in God's word, which is the authority, it's the last word. He says what? Fear not. Mm-hmm. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite verses, for I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord, plans not to harm you, but to give you hope in a future. Those are not just words. That's a promise. So if God is telling us to fear not, he sees all things. He is in control of all things. He allows all things. It is so very important that we do our part in developing an intimate relationship with the Lord. And a lot of times when I say that, people say, well, what do you mean? I mean that every day to spend time with him so that you can recognize his voice when he speaks to you, so that he can comfort you, and you can realize that when he sends you those God wings, you're not so busy that you miss them. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is, it may look like there's a storm, but let's be Peters. Let's ride the waves. And when Jesus walks up to that boat during the toughest waves and he stretches out his hand and he says, oh, ye little faith, fear not. Let's step out of the boat and walk with him in the path that he has designed for us. And the more we trust him, the more we decide to step out of the boat, the more courage, the more faith he will give us. And the more we will see how he shows up in our lives. And I got that visual from the boat of stepping out of the boat from the movie. So I do hope that you guys will go see God's Not Dead, In God We Trust. It will remind you why there's no reason to fear. And I'll kind of leave it kind of on a light note, because, you know, it talks about how important we are to God, and we're more important to him than the birds in the sky. And if you think about the birds in the sky and the changes of seasons, the birds fly around, but God always provides food for them. And I was reading a devotion one time, and it asked the simple question, when it kind of was getting you to kind of think about why we fear and what that looks like and how we allow it to infiltrate our lives. And the question was simple. It was like, when was the last time you saw a bird have a nervous breakdown? Because I couldn't find food. And it cracked me up, because it reminded me of how silly it is to be gripped with fear. Yes, is fear going to come? Yes. But this is one of the things I've taught myself to overcome those moments. It's finding something that you can say to remind yourself that faith is more powerful than fear. And mine is this, and anyone can use it. Lord, I trust you every minute of every day for every little thing. So when I feel myself start to ramp up with a little bit of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? No, I'm sad, Lord, but Lord, I trust you every minute of every day for every little thing. I'm fearful, but I trust you. I'm scared of this, but I trust you. Mm-hmm. End the sentence with, but I trust you, because he is worthy to be trusted. And he's proven that to us so many times. If you just think about what he's done in your life, you'll be able to find the blessings. Write them down and step out with courage and with fearlessness and watch him do amazing things in your life.
This is the best, Fanchon. I got to tell you, we've blown way past the time, but everything you say is so good that I'm like, we're just going to do this all day. And if you guys, if you're listening to this on the podcast and not the video version, I've smiled the whole conversation because you fill up my cup, and I'm grateful that you took the time to fill up my listeners' cups as well.
You fill up mine. Ladies, let's go out there. Let's just make amazing strides for the Lord in our families, wherever we work, wherever we're called to serve. Men, thank you for what you do, for protecting us. Let's always, you know, remember our law enforcement. We just passed, I know, 9/11. I don't know when you're going to air this, but let's just remember all the military and law enforcement, first responders that do so much for us. And just thank you, Amanda, for what you're doing. We've got to really stand strong for the agriculture industry. We didn't even get a chance to talk about that. We can do another podcast on that, because
yeah, you're going to have to be a regular now, because it's just a good excuse to talk to you.
There's so much there that we need to make sure that people realize and understand what's going on. So please, everyone, go see that movie and please go vote. Yes. And let's stand strong for America.
Absolutely. I'll end the show on that. Thank you so much. And we'll see you on the Dusty Trail very soon.
Love you too.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the heart of rural America.